Alrighty, we are joined in the media center by Matt Hagen, driver of the Mopar Express Lane Dodge Charger Funny Car and number one qualifier heading into Sunday after a run of 3.802 seconds at 338.85 miles per hour. Set a national record today. How did that feel?
Dude, I thought I was a badass, but look, he's got Jason on his arm, man. I mean, that's pretty cool right there. But we had an amazing hot rod. You know, obviously that's Mopar power speaking out loud right there. I mean, it's just something Dickie Venables and those guys, I knew they could do. The conditions are right, and they've, you know, we've had this combination in now for a couple of years, and Don Schumacher provides us with all the parts and pieces to go out there and do something like that. But you have to have a racetrack and a race surface like this out here, and obviously the conditions to roll in there and do that. You know, it was pretty cool though when you got in the car and strapped in, and Dickie's like, hold on, you know what I mean, like, you're gonna go for a ride. So it's pretty amazing. You know, everybody says extreme sports, and you see, you know, Monster and Red Bull and all these other, you know, sponsors in these other sports. And this is as extreme as it gets, man. I mean, 338 miles an hour and you got a steering wheel between your lap. You know what I mean? Like, that's craziness, you know. And it's not even that it's 330 miles an hour. It's that we're doing it in 1,000 feet, you know. And it's just insane. So, there you go for your extreme sports, you know. So this is about as extreme as it gets, you know. And, I mean, I've never, you know, flipped two or three – flips on a dirt bike, but it can be close to this, you know. So just awesome though. You know, we got the conditions and the parts and pieces and the power and you know, the crew that's doing a great job out there, and it's just cool to go out there and get it done. And then to go out there and back up an 80 run like that, you know, it speaks for itself. You know, everybody says, well, oh, that's a fluke. Well, there you go, it's not a fluke. That's hauling the mail, and that's getting it done. So that Mopar power speaks for itself.
This is a track you've had quite a bit of success at in the past. What is it about? Is it the conditions, or what makes this track so perfect for what you need and for what your car does?
It rains here every time we're here.
Very true.
Yeah, you just got cloud cover. It's cool. You know, I guess the air's good, but there's no bumps or dips and stuff. That we go to some tracks that you're like, why are we even racing here? You know, and it's this is just one of those better tracks as far as conditions on the racetrack. You know, sometimes the facilities are nicer and lots of more fans, but sometimes the tracks aren't as good. And this time, you know, it's just a great racetrack, and the conditions are great, and the fans are great. You know, we have I actually stand out at the ropes talking more about cattle farming here than I do anywhere. You know, so it's pretty cool. These folks are salt of the earth people, and they're down to earth, and you know, they just love fast drag racing, and that's what we're doing. We're putting on a great show for them here.
After Robert's run last night, what was your reaction?
I was sick, man. Like, I didn't want to see that. I was like, damn, we got to get that back, you know. And you know, I told Dickie, I said, you know, obviously we wanted to get a baseline, you know, because weather coming in and stuff like that. So we went 88 and got down the racetrack. But, you know, that was right in front of us. And I was like, man, I hope you open up some flows or do something. We ain't got time to hang weight on the clutch, you know. But it just, I mean, it, obviously it's sickening to see someone steal your record and your gusto like that, you know. And we've carried that for over a year. And it was nice to see that we had the conditions again this morning to come back and have a shot at it, you know. And there's a lot of times when you have the conditions and you just can't make it work, you know. So it was fast, but, you know, and it was loose out there. And it was one of those things where it hopped up on the tire and it made it to 60 foot. And I was like, whoa, you know, and it was just like super fast early. And then it calmed down. And then once the clutch came to it, it started floating around. And it's kind of a weird feeling. You would think that going that fast, it would be so planted and it would just be stuck. But it's almost like the car starts to float and loose as fast. You know, and it's one of those things where you're afraid to touch the wheel too much, you know. And even a funny car, you usually have to drive them no matter what, but you're almost afraid to, because you're like, man, I don't want to upset this thing, you know. So sometimes you'll let them drift a little bit more than you normally would on a fast run, you know, like that. So just so you don't do something to yard it loose, you know. And it's a fine line on being able to have a feel for it, because it's going so fast and you're trying to make decisions in there off the seat of your pants, but you still have to kind of, it's just more of a feel thing than it is anything. And you know, it just, you don't get runs like that. So you're like, after it made it past 60 feet, I'm like, it's going to go, you know. So it's just a matter of keeping it in the groove and keeping it stuck.
Do you have any idea, as many times as you've been in there, how fast it is?
No, you don't know really how fast it is. You know that a lot of times in these conditions, when you pull down, there's a real good chance to set a record, you know, and you know what your crew chiefs are swinging for. But, you know, I know the difference between a 4-flat run, you know, and a 380 run. You know, it's just one of those things where, a little bit slower run, even a 390 run, you kind of – it's just planted and it's stuck and you can do about anything in there with the wheel that you want to. It's just digging and you're still pinned in the seat. But on one of those runs, it's so loose, so early, so fast – and that's kind of how you know that you're on a really good quick run is because it hops up on the tire and it washes and it just keeps on washing and then it kind of settles down and then it gets out there and the clutch locks up. And that's actually where we pull the most G-forces in the middle, pull close to 6 G's in the middle of the racetrack. And then once it gets through that point, you're pretty much home unless you do, you know, starts putting cylinders out. Well, with NHRA, they're putting these rev limiters on us to slow us down. Well, in a funny car, that's very, very dangerous. I mean, very dangerous because it starts putting cylinders out, and next thing you know, you're really starting to have to drive these things, and a short wheelbase car doesn't respond. Like, you know, they are able to put a rev limiter on a dragster a little bit earlier than ours, but that's a long car, so it doesn't take as much steering and correction. In a funny car, you start dropping holes, it's like this, you know, so... that's another thing that you have to worry about once you get through your clutch locking up is cylinders going out on you. So, and even on that record run, we had a cylinder out, you know, so it just goes to show you, you know, what could be if, you know, if it didn't have a hit the rev limiter like that and start putting holes out. But it was pretty, I mean, it's just, there's just a lot going on with the funny car as far as being able to drive and being safe and, you know, and watch, you know, try not to blow up down there because it's got cylinders out, you know.
Tony was talking about how the conditions at this racetrack especially are, you know, a lot of courses, you know, Friday, Saturday, it's not really similar to what you're going to see on Sunday, but he said it's kind of different here that, you know, what you do on Friday, Saturday, you might actually be able to do on Sunday. Do you feel like what you were getting Friday, Saturday here, you might actually be able to take into and do something like it
on
Sunday?
Well, you know, I haven't looked at the weather, but if it's like this tomorrow, then, you know, we just ran 280s in a row, so come on, bring it on, you know, that kind of thing. Feel good about it. But you know, the thing is good as you feel and as badass as you feel like you are, this stuff is so humbling. I mean, it'll take you and it'll knock your ass in the dirt, you know what I mean? And you're like, man, we just set a record and then we lost first round or something, you know? So that's just the way this deal is here. It's just super humbling. It's more humbling than any sport I've ever been involved in, just because it takes eight to ten guys and doing it all right all the time. But then to run that kind of speed in ETs, you're still at the mercy of the parts. So you can do it all right and still get it wrong, you know, because a part breaks or a valve breaks or rod breaks or whatever, you know. So that's what makes it so humbling when you're like, man, I did what I was supposed to do. I drove the car great. My guys wrenched on it great. Crew chief made all the right calls. But then you have a part failure. So just sometimes it's just like you feel like, man, no matter what I do, I can't get it right. But then when it all comes together and you start winning races and you win championships, that's what really makes it so special. You know, that's stuff that you can't buy, stuff that nobody can ever take away from you, the stuff that you just, you know, hopefully one day when you're old and gray, and I'm getting gray on my sideburns, but you're sitting back and just, you know, on the rocking chair remembering stuff like that. Because those things, when they come together and you turn 4 win lights on Sunday, it's a special day, man. So it really makes those race wins really special.